It is very wonderful in the readings of today from the fourth book of Kings and from the Gospel of St. Luke. We have the case of two women whose sons have died. And of course, a tremendous sorrow to any mother. In the case of the first one, the Tsunamitess had already gone to Eliseus and begged for a son. She could not have children. And he had prayed and she had had a son. And then now the son is dead. Of course, that brings to mind the fact that God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, as the prophet St. Job said. But at the same time, she was not so ready to accept this. And one cannot possibly blame her. Neither did St. Eliseus, or in the modern parlance, Elisha. So he sent his servant, his attendant, his assistant, Gehazi. And Gehazi goes to the Tsunamitess house and sees that the child lies there in the bed, dead. And he does as he is told. Now, Elisha tells him, take my staff. And of course, a staff is not only a symbol, but also has the power of Eliseus. And he is to lay the staff on his face. And nothing happened. So he goes back. And this time, Eliseus goes with them. And he shuts the doors, not allowing anybody in with him. And he lays upon the child, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his nose upon his nose, and his mouth upon his mouth. And lo and behold, the child woke up. He rose from the dead. And it says, seven times he gaped. He received his breath back, in other words. And so a mother receives her son. To her is returned her only son. And then in the Gospel of St. Luke, we have another wonderful story of another miracle, of another resurrection. Now, what is very telling about these two events, and they're both real historical events, as the Church teaches and has always taught, is the fact that both the Tsunamitess and her son, and this widow of Naim and her son, our Lord raises the young man, who's probably still a teenager, and he was being carried in the bier to his tomb. But it says also she was a widow. That means her husband was dead. There was nobody to provide for her. And thus, by returning her son to her, our Lord is being providential, that she may have with which to live. But it is most interesting, and we see this and we'll meditate this when we meditate on the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. How very interesting that God, through the prophet St. Elisha, returns the son to the Tsunamitess woman, the boy who was dead. And then, directly in his own person, our Lord Jesus Christ returns to the widow of Naim, her son. And yet, it was not his will that he who was on the cross, dead, and of course our crucifix, our Lord is still suffering, which is very, very important, I think, to us, because we can suffer with him and commiserate with him in his holy passion. But many crucifixes, Christ is already dead. The Christ will not return to his own mother, the ever virgin, immaculate Mary, her son. Her son must die, because he must die for our salvation. But these other women's sons must live for the glory of God. And everything, of course, that happens is for the glory of God. What a wonderful, wonderful episode in the life of our Lord this is. We have no inkling here as to whether the Blessed Mother was here present with the apostles and disciples. It's very possible that she was. But I'm sure she remembered this very, very vividly when he lay, as it were, on the cross, when he hung on the cross dead after 3 hours of the most horrible torments, after he had bestowed upon the good thief, St. Dismas, heaven, after he had bestowed upon her a new son who takes the place of Christ and who takes the place of each and every one of us. When he had bestowed upon him, St. John, the beloved virginal disciple, the virgin mother of himself, of the second person of the Trinity, as we shall celebrate so beautifully this Saturday on the feast of the Incarnation. He returns these women's sons to them, but he will not return her son to the Blessed Virgin, because she is the mother of sorrows. She must suffer with her son. And in place of her son, as the stations of the cross remind us. And so today, let us meditate on the very wonderful event of the crucifixion and of the Blessed Mother's suffering with her son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Jesus Christ, Redeemer of all, give us life eternal. O suffering Jesus, O sorrowful Mother, O suffering Jesus, O sorrowful Mother, O suffering Jesus, O sorrowful Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.